This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This sex trafficking case was very important to the Department of Justice and to me personally. It was important to the dedicated prosecutors in the Southern District of New York and to our FBI agents who investigated the case and were preparing it for trial.
That is the voice of the Attorney General William Barr, and he was not happy about the death of Jeffrey Epstein, who apparently killed himself in jail. The Bureau of Prisons under fire. There's lots of questions about the far-reaching legal consequences of this one, including could co-conspirators be charged after a treasure trove of information was released about connections to Jeffrey Epstein and people who were involved in recruiting or coercing the girls into sexual trafficking. If you don't know Jeffrey Epstein, who he was, a very powerful financier who, again, was found dead in his cell after a treasure trove, the only way to say it, was unsealed of related documents on Friday, making public for the first time some of the sick, twisted details of his alleged years-long abuses. He's been seen in photographs with the president from years ago and with Bill Clinton and with Prince Andrew and so many others. So as William Barr said, that any co-conspirator should not rest easy. He said this case will continue on against anyone who is complicit. I am furious. At the tail end of this hour, you're going to get Kate's take. But right now at the top, we go to the former congressman from Ohio, our pal Bob Ney with Talk Media News here on my show, Kate Delaney's America Tonight. So, Bob, everybody's talking about Epstein. I mean, people who didn't even know very much about him are thinking it's a conspiracy and maybe it's not, and what there wasn't enough people that were on duty at the time. There's so many questions, but there is sort of a political tie here. What do you think?
Well, Kate, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist type of person, but something is wrong on this. I mean, this is, I have thoughts back to, you know, why did they ever walk Lee Harvey Oswald out into an open corridor, you know, years ago?
As William Barr is saying, trying to go after these as William Barr was saying, and you heard at the top when you were listening in, he was talking about going after co-conspirators. That's not going to be easy to do, but I think if Barr keeps his foot on the pedal, this does have some political implications, perhaps.
Well, yes, it does. And like I said, you know, there's some questions out here, Kate. Like I said, we were walking Oswald years ago out in the hallway. Why'd they do that? And on this one, and I'm speaking also from, you know, someone who was in a federal institution myself, they have a shoe, special housing unit. They have cameras in those shoes. They don't, in general, point a camera, no matter what I'm reading today. Well, there's a camera. It's recorded. They don't point cameras in the standard operating procedure cells. They don't do it. Now, the big question is, why on earth Friday was he discharged from a suicide watch when 2 weeks before there were marks on his neck, et cetera? Did he do it? Was he beaten up? You know, whatever. The bottom line, the reason I say that, you know, I think something's wrong, there's a lot of possibilities here. In federal prison, I promise you, and I remember guys making a statement that they could hurt someone 200 miles away if they wanted to, being in a federal facility where I was at, because there's connections and ways to do things. A man of Epstein's money could have very possibly gotten, you know, what he needed to commit suicide by offering somebody, you know, $5 or $6 million to be put in an offshore account, for example. I mean, it's not without the realm of possibility. Political connections, money connections, people that were worried. So I don't know how he died, but there's got to be a thorough investigation. Here's the bottom line, though. Why on earth, people running this facility, why would you put this high-profile guy just on his own? I don't care what the psychiatrist says. Why would you do that? I mean, it just, it doesn't add up. And, you know, this might be just one of those mysteries that goes on and on and on.
Yeah, I mean, because of his death, it's like his indictment never happened. So he's presumed innocent of the charges in perpetuity. So they've got all this evidence that's gathered, all these young women who are a little bit older but still young who have had to come forward. And it's the victims that are really stuck in this. So how this unravels will be wild to see. But I have to say, I am glad that Barr came out swinging, because he should have.
Yes, he should have. I mean, I'm not buying into the conspiracy theories of Trump or Clinton, okay? But I'm just saying other people could have done things, or he could have, you know, paid money to be able to kill himself. I mean, who knows? But Barr's right, because the fact that they let him, this high profile, be alone, period, or in general population, it's beyond, I mean, my thinking. Again, I've spent time in a federal facility, so I know how they operate, and putting him in general in a facility, someone to look after him all the time to make sure he stays alive for trial, is just in itself ludicrous.
Yeah, absolutely. In the meantime, while we're all talking about that, we're also talking about at the closing bell, because even if you only have five nickels to rub together, there's a lot of working people, and people of all sorts listen to the show, but there's a lot of hardworking people that listen that do have a 401k, that do get baskets of stocks, and that, of course, are affected by the rock and roll on the stock market. So the U.S. stock market, again, tanks 400 points. We saw the Dow dump down so much over negative news. That's how it rolls. But Hong Kong with these protests, the tariffs, the more this whole thing goes on with China, which you and I agree something had to be done about China, does that blow back on the president?
Well, I mean, it could, but in general, I mean, China has to be pushed back against anyway. In the long term, it hurts us, but it's going to have, you know, also an effect on the market. Just as you mentioned, too, I mean, Hong Kong has the clashes. That could actually hit our U.S. stock market, because, I mean, Hong Kong is the trading port around the world where you can go in and there's no tariffs, you know, et cetera. And so that can have an effect. I mean, all these things can. Again, the trade war, I think China's starting to blink on it, but China, it's manipulative, and it's going after all the farming products to put Trump into a position. I think if we hold strong, then we can win some on it. But if we just look at the stock market right now and say, yeah, and you're right, a lot of working people are hurt that have, you know, some investments in there. But I still think in the long run we can win, but it's going to be a very bumpy, painful process.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Bob Ney, thanks as always. We'll talk to you later in the week.
Thank you.
So you got Bob Ney's perspective. As he said, he was in a federal prison. He understands there's so many questions that need to be answered, like the damaging info on rich and famous people, like his lawyer, any blood on any of their hands, like the French minister demanding Epstein investigation. In France, they're so furious. And the coroner says, look, I'm confident the death was a suicide, but because of all of the documents that started to come out, I think Bob is right. We don't know what happened, but could he have given someone a ton of money and said, you know, turn your head, walk away, don't check on me, give me those 30 minutes, whatever it is. But it is very, very peculiar and sickening to, I think, all those people who will not really truly get justice, because he doesn't get his day in court where the accusers could face him. I'll have more to say about that at the tail end of the show. Coming up next, Greg Schaefer, an FBI agent, former, about survival. Ooh, you're going to love this next.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
As we kick off the week, some new info on the friend who provided the Dayton shooter with ridiculous amounts of ammunition, 100-round magazine, and body armor faces federal charges. So there is that, a friend of Connor Betts, who is the guy's accused of providing him with that. And we think about August 4th and the attack. And, you know, you've got really some crazy things that are starting to unravel. And we're not done yet. So many of you have sent me a ton of emails about what do we do if we're in a situation like Dayton. We're out grabbing some grub. It's a nightclubby area, or we have our kids out in those areas. What do we do? Or it's a weekend like in El Paso, and you're grabbing some supplies in Walmart, and suddenly there is an active shooter. So I am so pleased to welcome to the show Greg Schaefer. He's a former FBI agent and hostage rescue team operator. He's got a great book that I met him Saturday, and I started pouring through it on Saturday night. My husband's like, I think I lost my wife. To Stay Safe is the name of his book, Security Secrets for Today's Dangerous World. Greg, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So active shooters, we know in the wake of what just happened a couple of weeks ago, people really have their radar up. So there was a motorcycle that backfired, and in Times Square, people ran out of Times Square. They ran out of an indoor-outdoor mall in Utah. We're super sensitized now to that pop-pop-pop sound. But the reality is, and you know this as a guy who did this for a living, what can we do when we're in these public places without being completely paranoid and just staying indoors? But how can we protect ourselves from this situation?
Well, that's a good question, and you certainly don't want to walk around and live your life in a state of paranoia. That's not what we're looking for at all. But you do want to go through life in a relaxed awareness. Situational awareness is key. And what I mean by situational awareness, Kate, is just again, having that relaxed awareness of what's around you and who's around you, and recognizing the anomalies in each environment you're in. And what I mean by that is this, every environment you're in, whether it's a Walmart, whether it's a Starbucks, or whether it's a movie theater, it has a normalcy to it that you are familiar with. So you want to look for those things that don't fit that normalcy. Here's a perfect example of what I mean. The Boston Marathon bombers. When the two particular bombs went off, so what's the normalcy when two bombs go off? It's chaos, panic, fear, right?
Yeah.
So the FBI collected over 1,000 cell phones and looked at their video footage because everybody's videotaping at the finish of the race. And they looked at what happened when the bombs went off. And they saw everybody going, in a chaotic, panic, fear mode, except they found one individual who looked very relaxed, and when the bomb went off, was looking in a total different direction from where the bombs were going off. So they identified him as being that abnormality, the anomaly in the environment. Then they followed him using other cell phone footage they acquired and footage from different cameras from different retailers on the street, and they followed him where he met with another individual. Make a long story short, they identified the bombers by looking for the anomalies. Same thing in the Walmart. Same thing in your church or in school. Look for things that don't fit. And when they don't fit, pay attention to them. Have good situational awareness. And then, sorry for interrupting, if you are caught up in the chaos of an active shooter, your best course of action is always to run. It's to move. The shooter has a 4% hit rate on the moving target nationwide. So you have a 96% chance of not being shot by running. It's those that hide, those that cower under their desk, hide in the closet, lock themselves in a room where there's no exit, and they can't lock the door. Those are the ones that oftentimes are the victims.
I like it. It's a situational awareness. Run, don't cower. Try to get away. That is great, great advice. And you know this because, I mean, my gosh, you've protected so many people. You've had an incredible career. We could take the whole show and talk about that, whether it's the Olympics, whether it's, you were there in Yemen after the whole coal bombing, how awful that was. So you've seen it all. And you know that when spaces are wide open, that's just ripe, soft target, isn't it?
That's exactly true. Anymore you go to a professional sporting event, whether it's, hockey, football, or baseball, and they have magnetometers, they have bag checks. You can take a bag in, it's got to be a clear bag. So we've done a great job in hardening those targets that used to be a lot softer that are gatherings of large crowds. But it's the things like, that Gilroy Garlic Festival in California a few weeks ago. It's things like back-to-school sales at Walmart, those soft targets. The bad guys know that. And you know what? You know what the hardest part of my job is as a risk manager and security consultant now?
What's the hardest part?
The hardest part is getting good people like you and your listeners to really understand and comprehend and accept the fact that evil exists. You see, most of us have gone through our lives and never been a victim of violent crime, which is fantastic. Mm. But the world's changing. Evil is out there. I mean, you look at this Walmart shooter and the shooter in Dayton. Their motivation was, to us, it's nonsensical. One was far right, one was far left. It's all over the spectrum. There's no sense on why you walk into Sandy Hook Elementary and kill 20-some-odd 5- and 6- and 7-year-olds or sit in your 32nd floor of a hotel room and take pot shots at a concert area 400 yards away. That makes no sense to us. There's evil in the world. We may not understand it, condone it, accept it, or like it, but we have to understand that it exists. And we need to be wary of that and be aware of that.
Absolutely. And a lot of people listening, Greg, we have a couple of minutes left, and we'll have you back on again. But airline safety, because so many of us are flying, and we get the frisked by the TSA. But then we're wide open once we're sitting there in the lounge, get on the plane. What do you do?
Well, in the airline industry, there's been a lot of instances since 9/11 where the passengers have, gotten together and taken down, the threat. Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, is a perfect example of that. So And there are numerous incidents of where unarmed civilians banding together have stopped violent attacks. So, again, it's maintain a situational awareness. Look for those things that don't fit, and then just be aware of it. So if all of a sudden he does draw a weapon, you're three steps in front of it, and you're out the door or running down the hallway or trying to get, you know, trying to create distance between you and the shooter. But, you know, airports are very safe nowadays. It's, you know, one of the safest places you can be is inside the security area of an airport.
Yeah, because the response time is so quick now. When they had something that was happening in L.A. and there was a guy with a gun, boom, he was down before you knew it. And this was over a year ago. So it's so survival as a mindset is something that we have to take away from this, not a skill set. And the name of the book is Stay Safe, Security Secrets for Today's Dangerous World. Greg Schaefer is a former FBI special agent and hostage rescue team operator, as I said, and now he's part of Schaefer Security, of course. He's the founding partner. It's a global risk management and security consulting firm. Boy, I bet you have some good stories with that, too.
Well, we don't have the time, fortunately, but I'd love to come back on and tell you some more war stories.
That sounds good to me, but you've definitely piqued our interest, and I know that you gave the listener something to think about. So, Greg, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, absolutely. So good stuff. When what Greg is saying is a lot of us have not been in a situation where, yeah, there was an active shooter. We scrambled. We didn't scramble. We got lucky. He was gunned down or whatever might have happened. But it is your mindset. He's exactly right about that. The world is a different place. It doesn't mean that we can't live our lives. But being aware is so critical. And I knew, and we'll have Greg back on, I knew I had him on when I started to read his book, and I was reading that second chapter was about situational awareness, and he talks a lot about his work, and you see pictures of him, you know, all in Fallujah and all over the place, and he talks about, you know, what you can look for and what to do and how to kind of, you know, reset that, put your awareness antenna sort of up that I talk about. What are you looking for? What doesn't seem right? What exactly is it? How do I know if I'm paying attention, observing the right things? Are there behaviors or warning signs of imminent threats that I should be aware of? And I guess the more it's true, the more that you get used to doing that, the safer you will feel. Hang with us. I'll meet you in a few just over the fence.
Crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the Jeffrey Epstein death investigation, the Daily Mail reports FBI agents have been spotted on Epstein's property in the U.S. Virgin Islands on Little St. James, reportedly raiding the home and looking for evidence. This comes 2 days after his suspicious suicide. Also new, the New York Post reporting Epstein hung himself with bed sheets from a bunk bed in an area of the federal holding cell in New York City where inmates are supposed supposed to have paper-like sheets. More now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr says,
"We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility.
The FBI is now conducting such an investigation." Barr says investigators will also continue looking into anyone who was complicit in the sweeping sex trafficking operation that Epstein headed up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
So normally it is a man's world, but we've invited Mr. Kate Delaney to join the party, a.k.a. Paul, my husband.
Man, I just want to say that's a great tune. I haven't heard that in a long time, but coming through these headphones blasting, that is a great song.
You know, James Brown.
The one and only.
Yeah, the one and only. All right, before we get started, again, somebody called you. We were in Hawaii, and this nickname is kind of stuck, Mr. Kate Delaney, which I don't know why I called you Mr. Kate Delaney, but I think it's kind of funny, and so do you.
I nicknamed myself that way back in the day.
Okay, well, I'll give it to you. A couple of things. One, I was looking at the rankings for dogs, and, of course, the associate producer of this show, Mahalo, is a golden retriever, and I was really pained to learn that in this latest survey, his breed was not number one. Labs were number one. Two were German Shepherds. Golden retrievers were number three. And what they said about retrievers is golden retrievers aren't just intelligent, they're hard workers too. They're often used as guide dogs in search and rescue, as their name suggests, for hunting. And I thought, I don't know, our dog isn't a great hunter.
Well, the biggest surprise that I saw recently that I hadn't seen in the past, in the last couple of years, I've seen golden retrievers being used in snow mountain rescue, avalanche rescues, because apparently they're really good at that. Now, our dog loves snow when we get it every few years and loves it so much that his paws get bloody and we have to bring him inside because he loves to slide in it and run around in it.
That's right, but he hasn't been in snow, like you said, for a while. Instead, he's been in the heat. It's crazy how hot it is. It was 106 just a couple of hours ago, and we live in a suburb of Dallas, Texas.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, how hot is it? It's so hot, right?
It's so hot.
It's so hot that...
Hold on, let me read your teleprompter. Let me see this teleprompter. We got a low budget here, so I got to read this teleprompter with my wife's chicken scratches.
I don't have it.
Kate Delaney, let me see. Okay, you go point it to me.
No, I've got to say it. You have to set up the joke.
Okay. It's so hot
that all the ants are on fire.
Oh, that's pretty clever. All right. It's so hot...
You can wash and dry your clothes at the same time.
Okay, I got this. Okay, I give that a solid B minus. Okay, it's so hot.
I saw two trees in our yard fighting over a dog.
Two trees fighting over a dog. I was in a car accident recently, so you'll have to excuse me while I try and figure that one out. Okay.
Think of lifting the leg and watering.
Okay, got it. That was funny. That was the funniest one.
All right, so one more.
It's so hot.
I saw a dog chasing a cat, and they were both walking.
Ba-doom.
Nice cheap rim shot. So one of the things that you and I like to do is we like to go to movies. I do a cheap movie review every week on the show, and I thought it'd be fun to have Mr. Kate Delaney come on and give his 2 cents. We saw, I'm going to play a little snippet of this, we saw a movie starring Melissa McCarthy, Elizabeth Moss, and Tiffany Haddish, and it's called The Kitchen. Take a listen.
Times change. You do what you gotta do. With some kids?
Most employers don't want mothers. It's a competitive market.
You don't know me.
With the money, you survive.
Now might be the time.
For what?
For you.
Our husbands have 24 months left on their sentences.
Sorry, baby.
This is the Irish mob, organized crime.
We're going to take care of you. You girl's going to be just fine.
We got no money.
Can't even make the rent with what they gave me last night.
They didn't want me in the family in the first place.
40 years we pay protection and we don't get nothing for it.
They have been telling us forever that we are never going to do anything but have babies. A bunch of men that have forgotten what family means.
So we remind them.
Pretty mama.
Pretty doesn't matter. It's just a tool women use.
What?
Anything we want.
What do you want?
We are going to have crews everywhere.
I can see you got brains, and I know you got money. But we got one thing that you don't.
We got criminals.
I told you we can't go around working for a bunch of women.
You are not smarter than this. I will wipe you off the face of the earth.
I don't want you to do it. I want you to teach me how to do it.
Just to be clear, now we run this neighborhood.
Step off my business.
It's my business now.
They're going to swallow this entire city. You go to war, there's no coming back.
Alfonso Coretti wants to talk.
If we go to Brooklyn, we're dead.
What do you wear to something like that? You get dressed up?
Are you kidding?
What?
My God, I lost count again.
All right, so The Kitchen got panned by a lot of people, and especially Rotten Tomatoes, you know, my brother's favorite way to measure movies. But you and I went to check it out. We don't care about what Rotten Tomatoes says. And I liked it, and you did too.
Yeah, we got to the counter, and you said, what movie are we seeing again on opening day? And we had to try and remember the name.
But we're both bad at that. We start naming all the actors. We've seen so many movies. We know the lines to the movies. We don't know the name.
We had to have assistance from the ticket girls. But we got a good seat on opening day, so that's good.
We did, and I say thumbs up. So if you like sort of mafia-type movies, it's the whole New York thing, the 70s, it's clever. I think it's cleverly done, and there's a good twist in the plot. I don't want to give it all away. I would say if you don't go to see it at the movie theaters, then when you're laying on your couch doing that couch surfing thing, then do the streaming when it comes out.
Yeah, or if you're sitting on your exercise ball like me because of our low-budget studio, check it out on your exercise ball or your couch or wherever you like to sit down or recline.
Okay, so here's the other thing. We got tickets, and it's very odd for me because I always have a press pass, but because my buddy Jill and her significant other are going to come up and fly in and see the game, and you and I are going to go. I could not get press passes for three other people, so I actually am going to be in the crowd at Jerry's World to see the Cowboys take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Who knows if Ezekiel Elliott will be part of the crew, though. Here's what Jerry Jones, the owner, Paul, or Mr. Kate Delaney, here's what he had to say about contracts and players.
Just know that, like so many things, it'll happen. It'll happen. There literally is no concern on my part at all about any time frame. That'll happen. The results are too good for them and too good for the Cowboys. Think about it a minute. The results are too good for them and too good for the Cowboys. That always happens when it's good, that good for both of them.
All right, so Jerry Jones, he knows how to handle the press. Everybody keeps asking him every single day at training camp, oh, what's going on with Ezekiel Elliott? And he wants money, and he doesn't care if he's getting fined per day. They've got some backups in the running spot. Without any Elliott with Dak, forget about it. The Cowboys, to me, are toast. They need both of them. Dak rejected the latest offer. He wanted more than $30 million a year, so maybe $40 million. They got some contract woes to handle your team, so my Philadelphia Eagles just might soar right over the top of your Cowboys when we're at that Sunday night game.
Not a chance, but I think the most pressing question about Ezekiel Elliott as we're looking at this webpage here is, why does Colin Cowherd remind me of Pat Sajak?
Because he looks just like him in pictures.
When you shrink his picture down, it's pretty darn good representation.
If people don't know who Colin is, he's on ESPN. He's got a talk show. And he's one of those guys that makes a ton of money behind the mic.
Pat Sajak just says, spin the wheel, baby.
But he's made a fortune with the Wheel of Fortune. He's got the best life ever. When he tried to go into talk shows, who cares? I don't even know why he bothered. Because he has a good gig where they film a couple of days a week here and there. It's not a heavy, heavy schedule. He used to be a weather guy. People don't realize that in the South. And then he got the great break of doing Wheel of Fortune. It took off, and he's been doing it for how many years? There's a trivia question. How many years has Pat Sajak been doing the Wheel of Fortune? What do you think?
I'm going to say 36.
Wow, 36.
Just random.
Here's what I want to know. You're sitting on that ball, and just so everybody knows, we're in the studio, and Mr. Kate Delaney, did you have a shower today?
I'm having to rehab myself because you have no instincts for injured men.
I have no instincts for injured men? What does that mean? I've been waiting on you hand and foot. I've made you dinner for the past two nights, including ribeye, corn on the cob, shrimp.
You had me eat your already partially eaten corn on the cob, and I thought it was pretty gross, but you said it was fine because we're married.
I did not do that. You are the worst. All right, so Pat Sajak, he is, like I said, he's a television personality. He's a former weatherman. He's best known for Wheel of Fortune, which, oh my gosh, Wheel of Fortune, he's been on forever. We just can't figure out how long that's been. Oh, that's going to bug me. You got to say goodbye, Mr. Kate Delaney. I'm going to figure it out.
Goodbye, Mr. Kate Delaney. She's going to figure it out. She is not your digital goddess, but she's close.
Coming up next, Kate's take on Epstein. Stay with us.
He needed me. It could be fantasy.
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a wrap with Kate's Take.
Jeffrey Epstein, how does this happen? How does he commit suicide in jail when he had already tried and they knew that this was a possibility? So check this out. People that were abused, one woman accused him of rape. They were young girls. There were just lurid details. He had so much money. He owned an island. Crazy money was dripping from his palms, so he could do what he wanted. Apparently, allegedly, he really liked younger women, but younger underaged women, so the story goes. And so many came forward to talk about these horrible things that had happened to them. And it took a lot of courage and it took a lot of digging to make this happen, and he bails. Or somebody helped him bail. We don't know the real story. We know that he definitely died in his jail cell. There are conspiracies that are abounding as to how that happened, but his death makes it as if his indictment on these abuse charges never happened. So he'll be presumed innocent of the charges in perpetuity, which is sickening to even say that phrase. And as we come to a close for this hour, I have to just give it to you straight. This should never have happened. All this evidence that was gathered in the case, all the harm he allegedly put those young girls through, what happens now? Let's hope the clients, and I think they will try to seek justice however they can from the people they claim enabled Epstein's alleged abuse. The enablers are the ones who need to answer for what has happened. And there's a couple in particular that I'm going to mention. But first, here's what William Barr, the Attorney General, had to say upon learning that in Manhattan, apparently, even though a guy tried to commit suicide, has more money than God, they can't seem to keep him on watch so that it doesn't happen again. Here's what he had to say.
I was appalled, and indeed the whole department was, and frankly, angry, to learn of the MCC's failure to adequately secure this prisoner.
Yeah. So there was a statement that was released on Saturday by the Manhattan U.S. Attorney General, Jeff Berman. He confirmed Epstein's death. He recommitted his office to giving the victims their day in court. That's good. He said to these brave young women who have already come forward and to many others who have yet to do so, let me reiterate, we remain committed to standing for you in our investigation of the conduct charged in the indictment, which included a conspiracy count. It remains ongoing. Let's hope they do that, because according to the court documents, including the treasure trove that was released on Friday, I say treasure trove because it's a treasure trove of sickness that Epstein was carrying around. His alleged crimes were enabled by a whole bunch of facilitators and recruiters. They coerced girls into sexual trafficking. We talk about human trafficking and the shock of that now. And he was one of the biggest offenders, allegedly. Even after his death, let's hope some of them can be brought to justice. One name comes out or stands out. Her name is Ghislaine Maxwell, longtime girlfriend, allegedly one of the co-conspirators. They're trying to find her. They can't locate her. They know that she was definitely out there, again, allegedly supplying these young girls, finding them, coercing them into going to these different places to show up for Epstein. And the Bureau of Prisons, what a failure to adequately secure him. Here's what Eric Young of the American Federation of Government Employees Council of Prisons had to say about that.
Only a couple of months ago, he actually testified before the Senate Appropriations Committee about some of those irregularities, and that is of the large deficit in staffing shortages that has plagued our agency bureau-wide.
Yeah, because what they're saying is there wasn't enough guards. That's what they're trying to say at the Metropolitan Correctional Facility. But because he tried to take his own life, and then he was supposed to be checked on every 30 minutes but wasn't, he was supposed to share a cell, but his cellmate was removed on Friday and wasn't replaced. So was it a suicide? Was it a homicide? I say the question's out there. Suicide is most likely the cause of death, but it has to be investigated, and they are investigating it. So criminal trials allow victims to confront the person who harmed them and force the person to hear them. I think that's empowering. It's cathartic, and they're denied that. The victims are denied their chance to confront him. And to me, that is a miscarriage of justice that they cannot do anything about because the guy is dead. He's gone. And so while people try to figure out, is it a conspiracy? Is there something else going on? What could this possibly be? I say to you, it's the victims once again who get screwed up in this whole mess. Why is it always the victims, not the alleged disgusting perpetrators? He was psychologically damaged, 66 years old, placed on suicide watch less than 3 weeks ago after being found in his cell with bruises on his neck. Then he gets returned to the jail's housing unit of the notorious and infamous, let's put it that way. What were they thinking? Nobody that was specially trained on inmate suicide watch was around? Wasn't there a direct and constant supervisor at the MCC? They should be scrutinized. They should be. There were about 30, let's get the number right, not fake news, 30 vacancies at the MCC. So they say it's a shortfall that forces officers to work multiple overtime shifts. And then there's some civilian workers who have to work officer shifts. That's what's going on at that prison. Well, it's a shame. Explain that to the victims. He was waiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges when he was found unresponsive in his cell at 6:39 on Saturday. Hey, they took him to Presby. They did the show, but he was pronounced dead immediately. Awful. The president tweeted out or retweeted a conspiracy theory backed by no evidence linking Epstein's death to former President Bill Clinton. I don't think there's a political charge here for either the current president or a former president in Bill Clinton, but I think it's a question of the victims. I think we should demand that the Bureau of Prisons have to respond to this. They have to look at all aspects of Jeffrey Epstein's detention since he arrived there last month. What about the video surveillance of the cell? Did something happen? Did somebody ultimately help him in some way? I mean, this guy was indicted on charges of sex trafficking conspiracy, pled not guilty, and the indictment alleged, which is no longer valid for him, he sexually exploited and abused dozens of minor girls at his home. They called it the Lolita Train in Manhattan and Palm Beach, Florida, and other locations from 2002 to 2005. So now there's a lot of looking going on, and I hope they find something underneath the rock to throw at somebody, because these victims are the ones who, again, get victimized. Look, the guy had damaging info on a lot of rich and famous people, supposedly, including Prince Andrew, which the royals deny all that, but he was named several times. Then there was technology circles, people well-known in Silicon Valley. They were mentioned in it. So could it be that it was better to have Epstein purged from the earth than to be able to have all of this out there? Even the French minister wants an investigation in France as to what happened. Wants to know, is there more to the story? He was a well-connected money manager, and he's been dogged for years by allegations he sexually abused girls and young women. And then he's found hanging by his neck. The end wasn't good enough for Jeffrey Epstein or me or those victims. Thanks for listening to the show.
Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.